Well, I've spoken with constituents who are benefiting from the CBD product, and they tell me that it has helped arthritis symptoms, for example. And, you know, the Republican Senate and the bill number 52 this year was brought forward to clarify the use and legality of it. The House passed it unanimously. Our governor signed it into law last month. I think the legislator made the right decision. I support our Indiana manufacturers and farmers as well who will benefit from this new market. As for the other question, you know, it's a reality that 29 states have legalized for medical use, including three out of our four neighboring states. You know, I do support our legislators' action to study the issue, and I believe we should be prudent, though, in weighing the social costs with the potential benefits. And I've talked with hundreds of constituents during the campaign, and I've not found this issue as a priority. What I hear the most is addressing the scourge of opioids, heroin, methamphetamines in our community and across the state. My focus will be on attacking the opioid epidemic by increasing awareness, especially, you know, for our kids to learn that it's a bad thing. Increasing enforcement and jail time for pushers and dealers, working with our community partners on evidence-based treatment for the addicted. These are the things that I would focus on that I think the people are interested in solving.